All right, with MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Warren, back now with the athletic director at Bishop Fenwick High School, who's also their football coach, Dave Woods. And Dave, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again, Rick. Great to be on the show.
Well, I appreciate your having me being available every week. It's been fantastic learning about the team. But first, Dave, I want to go back. When we first started this a few weeks ago, we started with your role in both positions from sort of a helicopter view, and I'd like to start there now. As director of athletics there, your view on how Fall 2 went overall?
Sure. I thought it was great. I mean, again, I think a lot of cooperation within the league. The athletic directors, I thought, in our league did a great job, and the coaches did a great job within our league. And, we had football, indoor track, which was actually outdoors, and cheering. So, those were the only sports we have, so it was a little bit easier because we played most everything back in the fall. But overall, it was great. I think it was a great experience for all the kids. I mean, I think the track athletes probably would have liked to get a few more meets in. They had some tough weather, and again, football missed one game. But overall, I think it was a success. Given the hand we were dealt, I think we did all right.
How did you guys work among the ADs when you had to reschedule? Because I don't know how you would how the cancellations come up. How does that work logistically when someone has tested positive in a school somewhere? What's the chain of command and all of that and the communication among schools?
Sure. So the first thing everybody had to do was deal with their local Board of Health. And the local Board of Health would tell you, exactly where you stood if you had to quarantine the whole team or half the team or what situations came up. We started with the local Board of Health and our administration here at the school. And then we would go to the schools, the other schools within the league. And so the same thing, schools in the league, if a team had to cancel a game because they had to quarantine, they would go through their local Board of Health, and then they would go through the administration to the athletic department. And then I think having dealt with it in the fall and the winter, we knew what to expect a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So typically getting told on a Wednesday that you don't have a football game Friday night, would be a disaster. But I think we were kind of used to it, and so people just rolled with the punches and picked up whatever games they could. And I think it was the same across the whole region. There were a lot of schools that last minute had changes. And great example, first game of the year and the last game of the year. We picked up Drake at first game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We've never played them, and that was something that came on quick. And then we picked up Pentucket last game of the year just by chance. Same thing happened to them that happened to us. So it was, it's a lot of cooperation within the administration and EADs.
That's not normal, but no, I don't mean the cooperation. Yeah. I don't mean that. What I mean was the rescheduling on such short notice is certainly not normal. But it kind of gives you a good model if in the future there's a need or reason for it. I'm not suggesting a pandemic, but something could happen. Who knows? A bus strike or whatever. So you do have that model now that you can rely on.
Yeah, I mean, I would think going forward, it would be it would be more difficult to do something like this because you would only have one or two schools maybe that had something that had to cancel. Typically, you wouldn't have 15 or 20 schools that had
right.
to cancel and had these openings.
Okay.
Usually the football schedule especially is done, well in advance. Our fall schedule has been done for a while for next year, so but hopefully we don't have to go through anything like that.
Oh, God, I know. Well, we'll get to that next game here in a second. Tell me about the most recent game, please, Coach.
Sure, Pentucket was a great game. Pentucket came, and they were a little shorthanded, and they fought, and you got to take your hat off to Coach Hayden and those kids. They played great all night, and they moved the ball up and down the field on us. They just couldn't put it in the end zone. And offensively, we were very, everything we did seemed to click that night, so the offense had a big night for sure.
Well, you guys were strong all the way around, all season long. And, 6-0, I think you guys finished 6-0, you said?
Yep, 6-0, yep.
So I'm guessing that maybe some of your younger players, I know you want to give seniors the playing time because goodness knows they deserve it. But did you get a chance to put in some of your younger guys?
So we actually didn't. We kind of took the opposite view that, this was the seniors' last shot.
Right,
in six games, and there were some games that in a typical year they probably wouldn't have played the second half, but we really felt like we owed it to them to get them as much playing time as we could, without, trying to embarrass teams we played against and keeping the game respectable, but also Not sitting guys on the bench just because we had a 2 or 3 touchdown lead. So we really focused on the seniors this year. And we had a lot of them. We had 17 seniors. So we actually only had 2 or 3 underclassmen, maybe a couple more, 3 or 4 underclassmen that really played a ton this year. Mm-hmm. But we did have a full slate of JV games and freshman sophomore games. And so we got the younger kids a lot of playing time in those games. I think we had 8 or 10 games at the sub-varsity level too. So it was overall a good season for everybody. And hopefully the seniors enjoyed their last experience.
Well, that's where I was headed, and I appreciate that, and it makes good sense. And it sounds like you got the best of both worlds, where you got a complete JV schedule in there, then those kids did get valuable experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I mean, again, and we kind of let people know from the very beginning, we're really going to focus on the seniors, and everything we do this spring mm-hmm. fall 2 season was about the seniors. And I know there were some other schools and coaches and I talked to, and everybody had different philosophies, different opinions. They kind of treated it like spring ball for next year. And, everybody, again, has a different situation. But we really felt like we owed it to those seniors to give them the best possible experience we could. So
That's good. Well, congratulations, Coach, on a terrific year. And I also want to congratulate you on your son, Steve, being selected as a Moynihan student lumber player of the month. And tell me a little bit about his abilities and maybe where he might be going next year.
Sure. So he'll be back here at Fenwick next year.
Oh, okay. I thought he was a senior. My bad. Okay.
Yeah, he better be here. But he definitely gets his brains from his mother, not from me. So that was good of him. But he had a great year. He was one of our younger kids that played, and he really stepped up. The first game of the year, he had to play both ways. He had to play quarterback and safety, and he had a great game, through 3 touchdown passes, and really he really stepped up his game this year and had a great season. So we're looking forward to him taking the reins of the team next year and see where we go.
Sounds great. Again, Dave, I thank you very much. I'll be checking in with you probably before the end of the school year once again, just to check in on sports in general, maybe spring sports, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Sure.
All right, and again, congratulations, great year, and thank you so much for all your help.
All right, thanks very much, Rick.
Take care, Dave. That is Dave Woods, who is the Director of Athletics and the football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School right here in Peabody. This is MSO New Sports.